بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم ما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم Reconciliation and its significance. The translation of the ayah, indeed, all believers are brothers, so reconcile between them. When two Muslim families or individuals or group disunite, it is the duty of all Muslims to attend to reconcile them. There is great benefit in this action as it prevents a host of evils which will take root if the discord persists. Prolonged friction creates jealousy, enmity, malice, and many other evils of this sort. When there is disunity between families, the generation that come later on will inherit hatred for the opposite party. More rewarding than many compulsory actions, Sayyiduna Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the companions, should I not inform you of an action that is more superior than optional salah, fasting and charity? Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum replied, surely ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, reconciling two parties. Note, attempting to reconcile between two parties is more superior to optional fasting, salah and charity due to the benefits attached to this action. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Amr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best form of charity is to reconcile between two parties. Sayyida Ummi Khulthum binti Uqba radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates, that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who speaks a lie when reconciling between two parties does not receive the sin for lying if he fabricates favorable remarks and conveys it to the other party. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.